Our last morning here on the Writers' Convention at Adishtana, and I'm sat on a bench in the courtyard with Ananda.
Sitting
on a bench in the courtyard with Ananda. So, how do you think it's gone, Ananda?
Oh, it's gone wonderfully. I was exhausted when I came on it, but I feel quite restored now and inspired by all the kind of positivity that's around.
And what have you most enjoyed?
I think the talks, Devan's talks, Satyalila's talks, the talks have been really, really nurturing and kind of integrating as well.
I've really appreciated seeing you and Abhaya together. I really enjoyed your introduction to Abhaya, because when was it you first met?
I don't know the year, that's in the mists of time, but it was before he was ordained, certainly, maybe just after I was ordained in the late 60s.
So just very lovely to be with you both here at Adishtana and have the wolf arrive at Adishtana.
Yes, I'm very particularly glad the wolf's arrived, because I think it's very important for all of us that element, that the wildness that he represents, is integrated into the order.
And I thought I'd ask Ananda if he'd read the poem that we had in the Shrine Room this morning. It's one of Ananda's own poems, and it's called Be Here Now.
Be here. No need to move. You are all that's needed. Leave wealth to those who have nothing else. Listen, the wind's dropped. Stars overflow above your head. These moments have taken billions of years to grow. Don't drop them now. Here, take the key. It's all yours.